since April of 1985. This is the DX Audio Service. National Radio
Club. Welcome to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for May 2010. This is issue number 302. If you'd like to write to us at the DX Audio Service, the address is 706 Mackenzie Drive. That's spelled M-A-C-K-E-N-Z-I-E. And that's in Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. Email address is sales, S-A-L-E-S, at nrcdxas.org. A yearly subscription to the DX Audio Service for U.S.-Canadian members is $28. Tapes are sent via first-class mail, and you keep your cassettes. To subscribe or renew, make a check payable to the National Radio Club Incorporated and send them to me at the address that is mentioned, or you can log on to our website at www.nrcdxas.org and sign up using our PayPal credit card system. Or if you're on the internet, you can sign up to e-dxn and get your DX Audio Service in MP3 computer file format. A subscription to EDXN is only $15. Just point your browser to www.e-dxn.com and subscribe online with the PayPal credit card system. Note, you must be able to download and navigate a website to use this specific service. Well, let's navigate ourselves over to Fort Worth, Dallas. Here is Bill Hale flying in with the AM switch.
Thanks again, Fred, and welcome everyone to the DX Audio Service AM Switch. And this edition is May 2010. First of all, call letter changes, as we always do first. On 940 KWRU in Fresno, California has changed to KYNO. On 950 in Charleston, West Virginia, the former WVTS is now known as WBES. 1140 in Kentwood, Michigan, WJNZ, their call now is WVHF. 1230 WIKB Iron River, Michigan, they're now known as WFER. The former WBES 1240 Charleston, West Virginia is now WVTS. Sound familiar? Yeah, I guess the 950 and the 1240 just swap calls. 1300 KYNO Fresno is now KWRU. Another swap in the same city there. 1330 WMJQ Ontario, New York is now WDRE. 1400 Cookeville, Tennessee, the former WHUB, their calls now WPTN. 1450 WDRE Milford, Pennsylvania, they're now WMJQ. That station, by the way, is unbuilt. 1460 KBSF Spring Hill, Louisiana, when you hear their call, it's now KTKC. And finally, 1550 WMDH, Newcastle, Indiana. Their letterhead reads WLTI. Well, before we go on, here are a few of the directional antenna designations we hear. D1 means daytime only, non-directional. D3 means daytime only, utilizing a directional pattern. U1 means 24-hour operation, non-directional. U2 stands for a 24-hour operation using a directional pattern, nights only. U3 means a 24-hour operation using the same pattern, all hours. And U4 means a 24-hour operation using two different patterns, day and night. Of course, if we run across any others, we'll pause to explain. Also, we sometimes hear the abbreviation STA, which means Special Temporary Authorization. In other words, the station is operating at a variance of its license parameters. This usually happens when a station loses either the lease on the land on which the transmitter is located, a transmitter fire, or due to some other circumstances for which we usually explain the reason. In these instances, a station is given permission to operate with facilities other than they are licensed. Well, that out of the way, let's get going. Now on the air, 590 WLES in Bonaire, Virginia. They're operating on 590 with an STA for U1, 600 daytime watts, 58 watts at night, relocating to a new transmitter site. WLES and WLVA 590 Lynchburg were granted simultaneous construction permits to trade frequencies. WLVA is also operating under an STA with 62.5 watts during the day, 3.8 watts at night from a long wire antenna. They're not quite ready to move to their new transmitter site going back to full power as of yet. 6:30 KUAM on Agana, Guam. They're now on the air with 10,000 watts day and night non-directional, moving from 612 kilohertz. 770 KCBC, Manteca, California. Their CP for U4, 50,000 watts during the day, 4,100 watts at night is now on, increasing the nighttime power and changing the city of license from Riverbank. 860 KPAM, Troutdale, Oregon. They're now on the air with U2, 50,000 watts during the day, 15,000 watts at night. 880 WMDB, Nashville, Tennessee. They're now on with 2,500 watts during the day, 2 watts at night, U1, adding the nighttime operation. 890 KTXV, Maybank, Texas. They're licensed for U4, 20,000 daytime watts, 250 watts at night. They're now operating under an STA, discontinuing the nighttime operation. The reason given is that since it provides programming in Vietnamese to the Dallas-Fort Worth area, their nighttime signal does not reach its core audience. Therefore, it is not economical to operate at night, so they're now D3, 20,000 watts, daytime only. Maybank is about 40 miles east of Dallas. 900 WCME, Brunswick, Maine. Special temporary authorization has been granted for U1, 500 watts during the day, 25 watts at night, from a temporary long wire antenna aligned northeast to southwest after losing their transmitter site. 1040 WZSK, Everett, Pennsylvania. Licensed for D1, 10,000 watts daytime with 4,000 watts during critical hours. WZSK is now operating on an STA with 2,500 watts during the day, 2,500 watts during critical hours, non-directional. The reason given on their application is that to repair the primary transmitter would place an undue financial burden on the licensee due to the current economic conditions. 1080 WNWI, Oaklawn, Illinois. The CP for U2, 3,000 watts during the day, 2,600 watts at night, is now on. 1090 KULF, Belleville, Texas, licensed for D1, 250 watts daytime only. KULF has applied for D3, 1,000 watts days and 1,000 watts during critical hours, but they're now operating under an STA with 131 watts days, 131 watts critical hours, as they lost their licensed transmitter site. KULF is now using a folded unipole antenna mounted on a self-supported 110-foot trailer-mounted tower while they negotiate for a new tower location. 1130 KTRP, Mount Angel, Oregon. They're now on with 25,000 watts during the day, 490 watts at night, U4. 1140 KCXL, Liberty, Missouri. They're now on non-directional with 4,000 watts days and 6 watts at night. 1150 WSNW, Walhalla, South Carolina. They're now on the air with 370 watts days, 58 watts at night, moving from the city of Seneca. The day transmitter has moved to a new location while the night transmitter remains at the old site. 1280 KZNS, Salt Lake City, Utah. Their construction permit for U4, 50,000 watts during the day, 670 watts at night, is now on. 1310 WPLV, West Point, Georgia. After their tower collapsed and having to operate under an STA, WPLV is now on with 1,000 watts during the day, 25 watts at night, U1, from a new tower built adjacent to the site of the old one. Although the new structure is slightly shorter, the nighttime power is slightly less than the former level of 31 watts. 1360 WIXI, Jasper, Alabama. They're now on with 12,000 watts days, 42 watts at night, U1, increasing the day power from 1,000 watts. 1360 KDJW, Amarillo, Texas. Their construction permit for U4, 6,000 watts during the day, 320 watts at night, is on, although under authority of an STA at this time while final proof of performance is being finalized. They built 5 new towers using 5 by day, 3 by night, 1400 WAJL, South Boston, Virginia. This new station is now on the air with a 1,000 watts day and night 1440 WGLD, Manchester Township, Pennsylvania. They're now operating under an STA with U1, 730 watts during the day, 53 watts at night. They made a change in city of license from Red Lion and co-located their tower with that of WSBA. 1460 WJTI, West Allis, Wisconsin. Their construction permit for U4, 1,000 watts during the day, 240 watts at night, is now on, relocating from Racine. 1490 WTJV, DeLand, Florida. Well, back in September 2009, we reported that WTJV had lost their 300-foot tower when a car clipped one of the guy wires. They have replaced the former structure with an 85-foot Velcom antenna and returned with 1,000 watts day and night, non-directional. 1500 WPJX, Zion, Illinois. They add 2 watts at night. They're now U5, 250 watts during the day, 2 watts at night. U5 is directional during the day and non-directional at night. 1550 WHIT, Madison, Wisconsin. After being on an STA of D1, 1250 watts days only since January of 2009 as they replaced their towers, phasers, and ground system, WHIT returns to their license D3, 5,000 watts during the day, daytime only operation. And finally, 1590 KQLO, Sun Valley, Nevada, licensed for U1, 5,000 daytime watts, 67 watts at night. KQLO has been operating under an STA with U1, 500 watts during the day, 67 watts at night, as they have had transmitter and transmission problems since September 2009. This action extends the STA to September of 2010. Some FCC and CRTC actions this past month. 650 WHAN, Powhatan, Virginia. CP has been granted for 23,000 watts daytime only, non-directional. Also 14,000 watts during critical hours, relocating to an existing tower and moving from Ashland on 1430. On 950 KJTV, Lubbock, Texas, they've been operating on an STA with 1,000 watts daytime only, non-directional, due to the loss of their transmitter due to a fire back in 2005. They have now returned to their licensed facilities of U4, 5,000 watts during the day, 500 watts at night, but with slight variances to their patterns as final adjustments are yet to be made. 960 WPLY, Mount Pocono, Pennsylvania. Licensed for U4, 1,000 days, 24 watts at night, WPLI is operating under an STA, 250 watts days, 6 watts at night, U1, while they repair and replace the station's deteriorated antenna system. 980 KMIN, Grants, New Mexico. CP has been granted for U1, 5,000 watts during the day, 230 watts at night, moving to the KQNM 1100 tower. 1060 WILB, Canton, Ohio. CP has been granted for 15,000 watts days, 15,000 watts during critical hours using two different patterns, and we designate that as D4. They've increased their day power and added that CH designation. The new day pattern travels slightly east of Canton, whereas the CH pattern has that signal drawn in to protect KYW Philadelphia. 1140 KLTK, Centerton, Arkansas. They've been granted 5,000 watts daytime only, non-directional. 1190 WPSP, Royal Palm Beach, Florida. Licensed for U2, 690 days, 41 watts at night. WPSP has been granted an STA extension for U2, 2,200 watts days, 410 watts at night, U2, and we quote from the application, to mitigate the effects of interference caused by a high-power Cuban operation on 1180 kilohertz, end of quote. 1190 WAGE, Leesburg, Virginia. CP has been granted for U4, 50,000 watts during the day, 1,300 watts at night, moving to 4 new towers using 3 by day, 4 by night, increasing both day and night powers and moving from 1200 kilohertz. The new day pattern is basically a circle based at Leesburg and directed southeast, while the night pattern is a long lobe directed southeast with smaller lobes headed southwest, northwest, and northeast. 1210 WDGR, Lawrenceville, Georgia. The CP has been granted to change a city of license from Dahlonega with a U11, 20,000 watts during the day, 1 watt at night, critical hours 1,000, increasing the day and CH powers, plus added that whole watt at night. Two new towers are authorized at Lawrenceville, which is located 40 miles due south of Dahlonega. U11 is the designation for day and CH directional operation and non-directional at night. Both day and CH patterns are jelly bean shaped with a null toward the northeast. Oh, one other item, the station is currently silent. 1250 WKDL, Warrenton, Virginia. They've been granted a CP for U4, 7,900 watts during the day, 125 watts at night. 1340 CIBQ, Brooks, Alberta. They've been granted a CP to move to 105.7 megahertz with 14 kilowatts at 46 meters. The new FM station will maintain CIBQ's country format, plus will continue with their community-oriented programming. 1360 WHNR, Cypress Gardens, Florida. They're operating on an STA with U1, 1,250 watts days, 625 watts at night, as one of their three towers has fallen. 1480 WEEO, Shippensburg, Pennsylvania. They're continuing to operate under an STA with U1, 406 watts days and 9 watts at night from a temporary 150-foot tower with a unipole antenna. And 1540 WKVQ, Eatonton, Georgia. Licensed for daytime only, 1,000 watts on 1520. WKVQ holds a CP for D1, 10,000 watts days, 1,600 watts during critical hours, moving to 1540. The move was contingent with WDCY 1540 Douglasville moving to 1520, which is taking longer than they anticipated. In February, WKVQ filed for an interim construction permit for 1,000 watts daytime only on 1540 in order to complete the frequency move before their original CP time limit had run out. That request has been approved and they continue to hold the CP for 10,000 watts. Well, two new stations have been granted, 1090 Providence, Utah. They've been granted U2, 5,000 watts during the day, 250 watts at night from three towers. And 1690, a new station in Charlotte, Amalie, Virgin Islands. They've been granted 920 watts day and night, non-directional. Five applications have been tendered for new stations. 890, Olivehurst, California. 1320 in Merlin, Oregon. 1490 in Flora Vista, New Mexico. 1520 in that same Merlin, Oregon. And a 1600 in Larga Vista, Texas. Well, we keep getting reports of AM stations being rebroadcast on FM. This month is no different. We've got a whole slew of them. 590 WKZO, Kalamazoo, Michigan is heard on WYZO 96.5 in Portage. 680 WMFS, Memphis, Tennessee is on WMFS FM 92.9. 730 WNAK, Natticoke, Pennsylvania is on both WWRR 104.9 in Scranton and W283BJ in Exeter. However, we've had reports that WNAK is silent, so we're not really sure what the situation there is in Natticoke. 930 WGIN, Rochester, New Hampshire. WQSO 96.7 in Rochester repeats 930. A 960 WSVU, North Palm Beach, Florida. They're heard on W294 AM 106.9 in Jupiter. 1000 on the dial, WNSI, Atmore, Alabama. They're heard on WNSI FM 105.9. 1110 KGFL, Clinton, Arkansas. They're repeated on K237 DT 95.3 in Greenbrier. 1150 WJRD, Tuscaloosa, Alabama. They're heard on two stations, both low power, W271 AM 102.1 and W292 DU 106.3, both in Tuscaloosa. 1230 WMOU, Berlin, New Hampshire. They're heard on W257 CP 102.3. 1240 KQDJ, Jamestown, North Dakota. They can be heard on K246 AM 97.1. 1320 WBOB, Jacksonville, Florida. They're repeated on W279 AG 103.7 in Atlantic Beach. 1450 WTKI, Huntsville. They're heard on W232BX 94.3 in Decatur, as well as W225AH 92.9 in Huntsville. 1450 KGRE Greeley, Colorado. They're heard on KRKY 102.1 in Estes Park, as well as K271BN 102.1 in Estes Park. 1490 WKDR Berlin, New Hampshire. They're heard on 94.1 W231BW in Littleton. Also on 1490 WUVR Lebanon, New Hampshire. They're heard on full power WNTK-FM 99.7 in New London. 1520 WKVI Knox, Indiana. They're heard on WKVI-FM 99.3. 1550 WUTQ Utica, New York. They're repeated on W238CA 95.5 in Middleville. And finally in this category, 1590 KDAE Sinton, Texas. They're repeated on K281AV 104.1 in Corpus Christi. License cancellations this month. The new station was applied for in Duluth, Minnesota on 750, but they've exceeded the time limit to build the station, so that one is out. 770 WHOA, Saraland, Alabama. License canceled, call deleted for this unbuilt station. Also a station that never got off the ground, 1190 WBDY in Orono, Maine. 1340 in Winnemuc, Nevada. Application for a new station was dismissed, as one on 1450 in Lovelock, Nevada. 1530 WFGO, Orono, Maine. License canceled, call deleted. That station was never built. And 1600 WMHG in Muskegon, Michigan. License canceled, call deleted. Well, stations that have been reported to be back on the air this past month include WZGV 730 in Cramerton, North Carolina. They are a classic hit station. They're also known as The Groove. WTXK 1210 Pike Road, Alabama. They're back on with Sporting News Radio and call themselves The Ticket. Also back on WCDL 1440 Carbondale, Pennsylvania, and KBSR 1490 Laurel, Montana. However, these stations have gone silent. WDMV 700, Walkersville, Maryland. WNAK 730, Natticoke, Pennsylvania. WZZX 780, Lineville, Alabama. WATO 1290, Oak Ridge, Tennessee. They've lost their transmitter site, so they're temporarily off the air. KROP 1300 in Brawley, California. They've been taken silent by the owners while the station is being sold. Also off, WDXQ 1440, Cochran, Georgia, KYLW 1450, Lockwood, Montana, and WABV 1590, Abbeville, South Carolina. Several news items to report this month. The passport to World Band Radio is soon to follow the history of many print magazines and newspapers, some commercial and some nonprofit club-related, to the many facets of the broadcast industry. It is being discontinued. First published in 1984 as the Radio Database International, the publication once sold as many as 25,000 copies. The last print issue was 2009 when it celebrated its 25th anniversary. The website is also being shut down. News item 2, the news format has been good to Bonneville and CBS. In the list of the top 10 earning U.S. radio stations for 2009, three of the top four air news formats, and six of the top 10 have some combo of news and talk. The top-earning station, again, was KIIS-FM, the Clear Channel CHR giant in Los Angeles, which brought in an estimated $55 million. Number two was Bonneville's news station, WTOP-FM, in Washington, D.C., at $51 million, up from number six of last year. In third place came news station WCBS-AM in New York, $43.6 million, and fourth was its sister CBS station, news format WINS-AM, at $42.9 million. Fifth was CBS alternative station in Los Angeles, KROQ-FM, $42.4 million. And rounding out the top ten are WLTW-FM in New York, News Talk KFI-AM in Los Angeles in seventh place, then News Radio 780 WBBM in Chicago, number 9, WHTZ-FM, a CHR station in New York. Rounding out the top 10 is WGN-AM with the news, talk, and sports format in Chicago. Last year, the top 5 were KIIS, KROQ, KFI, WLTW, and WINS. News item number 3, we report the first HD radio portables to include either analog or digital AM reception are planned for release later this year. Two working Sangene prototypes were in Ubiquiti's booth at the recent Consumer Electronics Show. In June, Sangene plans to release the DT600 HD personal receiver that supports analog AM along with FM analog and HD radio reception. The pocket-sized unit features a built-in speaker, a lithium-ion rechargeable battery, 20 presets, 10 each for AM and FM, and a sleep timer. The radio is multicast capable and supports program-associated data services. HD radio options include emergency alert and iTunes tagging via a USB port. In October, Sangene plans to release the DT800 HD, which would be the first portable to support both AM and FM band HD radio reception. The pocket-sized radio includes the functions and features of the 600. Prices have not been announced. Up until now, manufacturers have resisted including analog or digital AM and HD radio portables, citing the difficulty and expense of getting good reception with a small antenna. It appears this problem may have been solved if manufacturers are actually beginning to include AM in their portable HD radio devices. The 600 uses an earbud cable as an antenna, while the 800 uses that plus a telescoping monopole. I've been doing some searching on the internet for any updated news on these radios, but to no avail, maybe in a month or two, since the first of the pair is slated to be out in June. News from Canada, the CRTC will be holding a hearing on May 12th to deal with several repeat offenders who have allegedly continued to breach the Broadcast Act despite earlier directives from that agency to clean up their act. The stations involved are CHSC 1220 St. Catharines, CKLN 88.1 Toronto, CFAR 590 in Flin Flon, and the AVR network, which consists of CKAV 106.5 in Toronto, CKAV2 106.3 in Vancouver, CKAV3 88.1 in Calgary, CKAV4 89.3 in Edmonton, and CKAV9 95.7 in Ottawa. Noncompliance of regulations could possibly result in suspension or revocation of their licenses. Well, that's going to wrap it up this month. My thanks go out to Sean Axelrod, Jerry Conkling, Bruce Elving, Tony Fitzherbert, Harold Frodge, Wayne Heinen, Dean McIntyre, Dave Schmidt, Ed Sowell, and Radio World Online. That's it. We'll see you next month on the DX Audio Service. National Radio
Club. Mark Dernberger for the DX Audio Service, back with guest columnist Mark Jones, who unfortunately had the sad duty of lying on the beach in Hawaii, wrestling with the radios and trying to pull up 1050 as we rejoin Mark on the beach.
Probably can pick up 1050 out of the San Francisco Bay Area. I'm not sure where it's licensed to right now. San Mateo, I believe. And we might be able to get KNX. Let's see as we move up the dial from 1040, which will be Honolulu, and on further.
Is not as important as your walking.
We're at 1040 right now. This is Honolulu going to 1050. We'll see if we can get San Mateo, California, 1060, which is Hilo, but I don't know if they'll come in tonight because it's a long way to Hilo from where we are on the northwest corner of Hawaii. 1070 KNX, we'll see.
And spiritual phenomena. But I am opposed to walking a crooked line in the...
Listen to that great signal from on 1050 out of San Francisco.
The 6 of Chicago. Five will be in the shotgun. Flanker is right by Peterson. He's sent out three receivers. There's the nickel secondary. Far gets the belt high snap. He backpedals and sets. He's hit as he throws a line drive pass into the end zone. It's incomplete. Too high for a leaping rookie running back, Harvin, in the far corner of the end zone with a defender in his face. It's fourth down and goal to go at the 6. Holy here. This is the game. Unless, of course, there's a penalty, and I think that the Minnesota Vikings are going to take timeout.
This is Honolulu, and then we'll go to 1090, see if we can pick up the old King in Seattle, which is now Progressive Talk. I don't know what their callers are, but maybe we can get them. I was getting them last night. 1100, we should pick up the religious station in San Francisco. 1110 is a Hawaiian station, and then we'll see if we can get Eugene, Oregon on 1120. Let's see.
Everything you absolutely possibly can to keep my butt alive. Or can say as my
learned that every time I try to shield myself, my critics get
louder
and more abusive. Just shot.
What a great signal from KFAX in San Francisco on 1100.
You quit worrying about self-survival. Quit worrying about defending yourself from the criticism and the slander.
And a mismatch inside against Williams, and it's Brand who commits the foul from behind, his third. Pendergraft free throws after a Portland timeout. 1:54 left, third quarter. Looked like it might be an easy one, but the Sixers, desperate for a win, are playing well here on the road. Philadelphia 71, Portland 70 on the Blazers Radio Network.
Okay, and back on 1060, the music station we heard was one that simulcast with an FM, and I believe it's out of Hilo. I have to check the log, and I don't have it right now. Okay, we're moving along to 1130 now. We'll hear Honolulu. Then, after this station, you'll be able to hear Sacramento, their sports station, KHTK, on 1140. Then we'll pick up Los Angeles, I think it's XTA or whatever their callers are these days, on 1150. And then we'll be able to get KSL, I believe, on 1160. Not much on 1170. Let's see what we've got.
Sa sakbay man ako, hintayo agawat, kadigit itaw tawag yun, kaya kumang patakarenda sa mga kanta.
BYU's 99 points tonight, the new BYU record, surpassing by two the old mark set by Bob Stauskas back in 1961 against Pac-10 foe UCLA.
So there you go, KSL coming in very well on 1160. Let's move to 1170, up to 1210. We get to 1210, we'll hear the Hawaiian station out of Honolulu.
This is 1170, 1180.
This is 1190, and I believe this is KEX in Portland. That's what we've been picking up out here, KEX, and apparently that is them carrying Dave Ramsey.
Guys have got some responsibilities here, and some rest comes out. And for a period of time, it's going to be tough around here.
About the way cooking and food in Hawaii has changed over the years. What was Hawaii?
12, 20, 12, 30.
We're at 12:30. Obviously, we're not going to get much on these locals, but we're going to pass by them and so you can see, and we'll head on up to about 12:90 and then stop. Here in Honolulu. Okay, we're going to 1300 next, and we'll go up to 1340, see if we can get anything there.
1300.
That's on 1340. Now we'll go to 1350 through 1390. Now 1400. 1420 is a Honolulu station. Let's travel up to 1460 and stop.
Secondary by Medea Williams. That's a great catch at on the 33 yards by Devin Aroma.
This is Honolulu. We're hitting Honolulu again on 1500, so let's travel up to 1500. Okay, we'll see what we can get on 1510. I was able to pick up the old San Rafael channel the other night on the way out here, but I don't know if we can get that tonight. We'll try see if 1530 from Sacramento comes on. Remember, we're on 1500. 1540 will be Honolulu's ethnic station. We'll stop there. Okay, folks, how about that? KOKC all the way from Oklahoma City. And that is the furthest one we've caught tonight. So let's see where we go. It is 7:50 or 6:50, make that out here in the northwest corner of Hawaii on December 28, 2009. Okay, we're on 1560. Let's see what we have here. This may be Bakersfield, and then we'll travel on up the dial.
Bakersfield,
1580 now. We're at 1610, so let's travel from here through the expanded band and see what we get. We're at 1700. Unfortunately, I couldn't identify that 1670. The 1700 is Tijuana. Okay, and that concludes this band scan. We did that right there at the beach in northwest Hawaii on the island of Kauai. Enjoyed that. This is Mark Jones. Hope you enjoyed it.
And that's Mark Jones, our guest band scan columnist for this month. Before we go, would you like to hear Mark Jones at work?
From the V105.5 24-hour weather center, here's our weather for this evening. Well, it's going to be very cold with a northeasterly wind at about 5 miles an hour. Clear, though, low down into the upper 20s for tomorrow morning, partly cloudy. A little warmer, high up into the mid-50s tomorrow. Becoming cloudy by the afternoon, we'll have a 20% chance of showers tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow night. Back down in the mid-30s for tomorrow night. That's weather from V105.5.
Thank you, Mark. Mark Dernberger for the DX Audio Service. Thank you, Mark Jones. We'll see you in 30 days with more of the Band Scan. Until then, good listening, DXers.
All right, DXers, are you ready for some fun? The National Radio Club and the Worldwide TBFM DX Association are coming to Rochester, New York for their joint 2010 convention. Now, the convention takes place Friday, August the 27th to Sunday, August the 29th at the Brookwood Inn, located in Pittsford, New York. That's Bushnell Basin, a quaint little village along the Erie Canal, just to the east of Rochester. Pittsford is located on I-480 between I-90, which is the New York State Thruway, and Rochester, New York. The Brookwood Inn is located specifically at 800 Pittsford Victor Road in Pittsford, New York, and the zip code is 14534. The hotel's telephone number is area code 585-248-9000. That's 585-248-9000. Rooms are just $65 a night for up to four people, and breakfast is included. Mention that you're with the National Radio Club to get that rate. For early arrivals on Thursday night, we'll have an informal dinner and perhaps a Rochester Red Wings baseball game. On Friday, it's a full day of station tours around Rochester, followed up by a cookout at the home of club member Jim Renfrew, and a chance to play with his elaborate DX setup. On Saturday, we'll have even more station tours, followed by dinner, a speaker, and the world-famous club auction. Please note, no children during the business meeting or speaker's presentation, and please hold all your questions and war stories until after the speaker has finished his presentation. On Sunday, it's the quiz before we all go our separate ways. If you're thinking of a family vacation this summer, Lisa Feibusch is organizing family activities for non-radio geeks, spouses, and children. Please email Lisa at lisa@feibusch.com if you want more details. Or if you have any questions about the convention, you can email Scott, S-C-O-T-T, at feibusch.com. Or you can write to Scott at 92 Bonnie Bray Avenue, B-O-N-N-I-E, capital B-R-E-A Avenue, Rochester, New York, 14618, 1802.
The DX Audio Service.
We rock, you roll. Get it?
There's nothing else quite like it.
Passion Radio Club. WNRC.
Before we flip over to side two of the magazine, just a quick news item. That Passport to World Band Radio is soon going to follow in the history of many print magazines and newspapers by going, I guess you'd call it, silent key. Published by Larry Magny and dated back to 1984 when it first appeared as Radio Database International, the publication once sold as many as 25,000 copies. The last print issue was in 2009 when it celebrated its 25th anniversary. The website is going dark, so we'll say so long to Passport to World Band Radio.
At this time, please turn over your tape to side two.